Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The big CBS 3:30 kickoff this week is Florida at Tennessee. Rick Neuheisel before, during, and after each game. One of the co-hosts on College Football Today with Adam Zucker and Brian Jones joins us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Coach, always good to talk with you. How you doing this afternoon?
I am well. Looking forward to another great college football weekend.
Is there such a thing as a sleeping giant? Because that's what I've heard Tennessee has been for the last few years.
Well, it's an interesting story. If you count up the last 15 years, Tennessee is 1-29 against their rivals, Florida and Alabama. 1-29. And yet Josh Heupel comes in there amidst the uproar of, Jeremy Pruitt being kind of cast off for some mishandling of recruiting violations and such, and kind of calms the ship. They go 7-5 last year, get to a bowl game, impress the Volunteer fans. And now they're off to a great start, great win over Pitt, in overtime there, in Pittsburgh. And they've got a chance. They're a 10-point pick over Florida, and Tennessee fans can't hardly believe it. So fingers crossed that they can get this done this weekend. Otherwise, we're going to have some very, very disturbed Volunteer fans come Monday.
Of course, where we sit, it seems like everybody is playing for second place, especially in the SEC West. And we talked about it earlier in the week. It seems like Georgia is not only talented, but the focus is unparalleled right now for this team.
Well, they've added an unbelievable offense now to go along with the defense that we have called the best in college football now for a couple of years. So, Stetson Bennett is playing terrific. This Brock Bowers guy is the next Travis Kelce. He is fantastic. They've got a running game when they want to. But when you look at Georgia, you have to kind of blink to say, are they averaging 360 yards passing? Because that's not Kirby Smart's DNA. You know, he's a defensive coach, wants to play close to the best. But we saw that happen with Nick Saban at Alabama, too. You know, all of a sudden, Tua Tagovailoa has to go in the second half to beat Georgia in that 2017 championship game. And they haven't been the same since. They've, first rounder after first rounder at wide receiver. And I think Georgia is getting ready to be in the same category.
Rick, do you think sometimes, because Stetson Bennett did his time, I watched Nick Saban do this with a couple of quarterbacks as well. The more you prove to me you understand how important the football is, the more I'll let you do. I think sometimes we throw these young quarterbacks in and we tell them, hey, it's important to hold the football, but go ahead, throw it all over the place. And the end results are probably not going to be what you want week in and week out.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, and I think it's a perfect storm. I think Kirby has heard enough from those outside the program saying that he's just a defensive guy. You know, the fact that Justin Fields walked out the door and they stayed with Jake Fromm. I think he's heard enough of that. So he said, listen, I can be an offensive coach too. And he's taken the handcuffs off his Todd Monken, his coordinator, and they are whipping it around and having fun doing it. And like you say, Stetson Bennett is well aware that if we punt, good things are going to happen. It touchdowns or punts are all good things. Every drive that ends with a kick will be just fine at Georgia.
We'd also mentioned the always be recruiting thing. I don't know if you saw or read what Kirby said after week one. If you're a wide receiver sitting at home talking to high school kids and probably even transfer portal kids, why wouldn't you want to come play in this offense? It was really amazing that he said that out loud as quickly as he did after week one.
Well, that was the same weekend that he said that Dan Lanning knows we have better players. He won't say it, but he knows we do. And listen, Kirby learned that firsthand from Nick Saban. He was there. Well, the process was in full speed ahead form and saw all the great players coming in and out of Tuscaloosa. I think the number is well over $1 billion now those athletes have gone on to earn at the NFL level. And he's built the exact same process, if you will, in Athens. And it obviously it's fun for him being that that's his alma mater, but the Georgia juggernaut is real.
Rick Neuheisel from CBS with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I mean, I guess it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, you want to have all the talent in the world, but on the other hand, you need to keep everybody motivated and not bored. I think from time to time, you've seen some of the better college teams because their kids play down to their opponent's level. How do you prevent that from happening? I guess it's the $64,000 question.
Well, you know, the Pete Carrolls of the world make practice the best game of the week, right? And I'm sure that's what has happened in Tuscaloosa and probably happening in Athens right now. You make those spirited sessions during practice, whether it just be 10 minutes or what have you, good on good, that kind of fever pitch competition. When your ones are going against the ones and there's something on the line, whether it's who gets to be at the front of the line in the chow hall or what have you, you can make for some really, really good competition. And if you talk to the players who were with Pete Carroll at SC or I think either Alabama or Georgia, they're going to tell you that those portions of practice are as good as anything that they've experienced while on campus.
Yeah, Rick, I've told the story before. I had a chance to catch up with John Calipari at one of the Final Fours, and literally in alone time, he said, look, I can get 10 McDonald's All-Americans, but that's not going to work. That's too many. It was the Monday night they won the title. He said, do you know who played their championship game yesterday? It was Sunday at practice for the back end of my bench. They just played their championship game. And there is a mentality. I'll ask you directly, will you, as a coach, go get guys? I'm not sure he's going to play for us, but boy, he's going to be good on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. He's going to make us better. Is there still room for that type of player at some of these programs?
Well, there's no question, in particular at quarterback, because as you see, quarterbacks, if they're not starting, they're departing. And so you have to have players that you may not think are going to ever be your premier guy available because injuries happen and depth is depleted because those who aren't playing are leaving. And we just talked about Justin Fields. He left Georgia because Jake Brohm wouldn't give him up his seat as the starter. And so who is going to be available down the road? And it's kind of the story of Stetson Bennett. I mean, he was a walk-on that went to a junior college. They brought him back because they needed some depth. And all of a sudden, there he is. When they absolutely need him, JT Daniels goes down and Stetson Bennett is able to be there. I would have called him a tier two quarterback out of high school, but there he was available and watch him grow. And there's no question that every coach in the country is looking for the next Stetson Bennett to be, you know, most likely on the bench. But if called upon, wouldn't it be nice if he would rise to the same level that Stetson Bennett has?
Did you ever make note with everything going on to, you know, basically a shout out during the week to role players, the practice squad guys, the guys who ran scout team. I mean, I know there's so
absolutely
much. Yeah,
absolutely. You make sure that and one of my favorite things to do. And obviously, having been a walk on myself, I remembering what it felt like when Terry Donahue, called me in his office, said, I got a scholarship for you. I always wanted to make that a big deal. You'll see that from time to time on the different sports channels where somebody's getting, the different coaches have, you know, creative ways of doing it. I saw PJ Fleck order a pizza, had a pizza delivered to a team room. And the kid was like mortified that, you know, somebody's set him up that, coach, I didn't order this pizza. I would never have done that. And he says, well, is there enough for everybody? And he opened it up and there was a scholarship inside and the entire team goes crazy. Right? Because they know the kind of work that these youngsters put in and they're doing it with their own money or their parents' money and what have you. And to be elevated to that level of peer respect that you're one of the guys who's, you know, worthy of that kind of scholarship, that kind of commitment from the university back to you, that's a huge moment. So as a coach, when somebody gets to that level, there's nothing more fun and nothing more galvanizing, frankly, for the entire team to be rewarding that kind of guy with their applause, with their, you know, affirmation that he's really an important member of this team.
And we look at the quarterback room at Georgia. How do you, as a former quarterback and a coach yourself, how do you in the world, as you said, of if they're not starting, they're departing, keep everybody happy?
Very difficult. And it's really comes down to the relationship. I mean, look at how many coaches right now have got quarterbacks that have come back to them. Michael Penix Jr., the kid that was at Indiana, was a 67% passer early in his career with a guy by the name of Kalen DeBoer as his coordinator and his quarterback coach. DeBoer leaves to go be the Fresno State coach and then gets the Washington job this last year. And Michael Penix leaves Indiana to come to Washington. Now they're back together. You saw the kind of progress they've made. They're sitting there undefeated, having just beaten Michigan State. And everybody's excited in the Pacific Northwest again. That relationship is blossoming. You see that all over the Kenny Dillingham. Kenny Dillingham is now the coordinator at Oregon. He was the quarterback coach at Auburn with Bo Nix. Bo Nix kind of is feeling a little bit ostracized by the staff at Auburn. He leaves and goes to Oregon. He wasn't great against Georgia, but very few teams will be against that defense. But if you saw the BYU game last week, he was fantastic. So those relationships are huge. And if you're trying to keep somebody on the roster, believing that there's going to be a day for him, then you have to have that relationship.
Hey, Rick, if we could put you in the Wayback Machine and send you back to UCLA, graduate assistant, UCLA, get on the campus, and then maybe even to Colorado. And I would have told you, hey, by the way, let me tell you what the conference is going to look like. They're going over there, and they're going over there, and they're going to be gone. But they're up for bidding wars right now. What do you think you would have said?
Truthfully, as an old Pac-12er, it's sad. I can't imagine USC and UCLA not playing, you know, all those teams in the Pac-12 on an annual basis. But the college football playoff changed everything. And for the, you know, you can blame the Pac-12 all you want. And, you know, the different problems that each of the universities have faced internally. But at the end of the day, when you've been part of a college football playoff twice in 8 years, it all of a sudden enthusiasm wanes. And when enthusiasm wanes, you're looking for where can I go and get myself back into the conversation. And right now we're headed down the road for a Super Two, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten. And the Big Ten said, why don't we steal that Los Angeles market? And I can't blame my alma mater, nor can I blame USC for going to a place where that conference is going to be a have rather than a have not. But it is concerning for the rest of the Pac-12. I think they'll end up being more teams that will join the Big Ten in time. But it's a sad day for those of us who were part of that conference for so long and felt like it was a really strong part of the mosaic that is college football.
All right, Rick, we always appreciate the time, the conversation. We'll be watching on Saturday, the big game on CBS, the 3:30 kickoff, Florida and Tennessee.
You know how many touchdowns you threw in the NFL?
He's how obviously, many touchdowns I threw in the NFL?
He's obviously looking at your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I'm looking at some, I didn't know this. I can't believe we've never asked you about this.
Well, if you want the best trivia question, you can win a beer at a bar with this one. Who scored the last two-point conversion, but when it was only 1 point, non-kicking 1 point conversion?
That's you?
That's me. In Riverfront Stadium against the Bengals, 1987.
And you had a touchdown pass in the NFL?
Yes.
Who'd you throw it to?
It was a kid from Ole Miss. I'm blanking on the name. It was a kid from Ole Miss, and it was against Tampa Bay in the Big Sombrero.
And you got picked once. Who picked you? Do you know that one?
It was a kid for the Raiders. He picked me off. But I also scored a touchdown against the Raiders, too, in the Coliseum.
And they can never take that away, Rick Neuheisel.
Hell no, they can't.
Howie Long walked down to us. It was during the strike. Howie Long walked down to our huddle in the pregame, you know, where the teams break off and you start doing some team drills. Howie Long walked down into our huddle, looked at my offensive lineman and said, any of you, and I'll use expletive here, any of you expletives get around my knees, I'll kill you and your whole family. And then walked out of the huddle back to his end of the field. And I said, well, we got that out of the way. And we moved along. But it was the Chargers who would beat the Raiders that day.
That's a win.
That's a solid talk by Howie Long. That's motivational right there.
Yeah. That's the kind of pregame speech you love to hear.
Did everybody in that huddle believe him?
He was convincing. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
I would have believed him. I know that much. All right, Rick, we'll talk soon. We'll be watching on Saturday. Thanks for the time.
See you, boys.
Rick Neuheisel with us on the Hobson and Hobson News.
I had no idea he threw a touchdown pass in the NFL. We've never asked him about that before.
He was a part of the replacement.
Yes, he was.
Player deal.
And
I'm sure that was a lot of fun. You know, the first couple of days going in, based on some of the video that we've seen from that 1987
season.
Yeah, I saw
the documentary that Gene Hackman was in and sure Keanu Reeves was in.
It was a lot of fun.
Here comes Falco's back.
To go through the picketing players.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Taking their jobs.
Watch that documentary if you get a chance.
I'll be sure to check it out. Thanks for that recommendation.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.